All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but live from the lair. All right, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, I know. Let's talk about toxic masculinity.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, now, I've been in this fight since roughly the end of 2008, roughly 18 years.
Yes, I'm old. Old enough to remember the MCP when it was just a chess program.
I started off secondclasscitizen.org, it's a nonprofit, to educate men on the dangers of feminism, marriage, and divorce.
What's in the box?
Hey.
Got it. I roughly the end of 2012, we started redonkulous.com, and we flipped over to using comedy to help educate the young men out there in regards to women's tricks.
Why are you such a mega bitch?
Because I can be.
And the dangers that are really out there that are killing men via self-deletion. All right, now, we're familiar with the stats out there. 50-50 divorce for the first marriages, 62% chance for second, 72-75% for third marriages. Then if you throw in, you know, financial hardship, college education, stepchildren, that chance of divorce goes way up. And we live in a world where a woman can literally say, I do, for now, in a marriage ceremony, and a couple years later, utter three words,
I'm not happy.
Not happy.
And the man literally is thrown out of his house, turned into a slave, and gets to watch the conga line of cocks coming in the front door and out the back door of the house he has to pay for. And said cocks get to spend, legally, if they want to, more time around those children than the father of said children, which is absolutely reprehensible. But you guys didn't come here for me to read you a bunch of stats. We're talking about toxic masculinity.
I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist.
One of the main reasons you are being labeled as a toxic person or you have toxic masculinity is because you are not easily controlled or managed. Let me say that again. If you're a masculine man, you are not easily controlled or managed.
Everybody got that?
So they have no other choice but to fall back on their old ways of trying to control you with blame and shame and guilt.
Like, you just have toxic masculinity.
Like, they're going to shame you into silence. Those days are done, baby.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And you can go pound a bunch of sand to all of your orifices and make yourself watertight. We're done.
You only made one mistake. You went and pissed me off.
We are done. Now, in my particular instance, I made a decision roughly when I was 12 years old in the 8th grade. I took a good, long look at myself in the mirror, and I was not happy with who I was or what I was becoming. I grew up in a house with a single mother and a younger sister, so the house is full of estrogen and all of that craziness. I looked weak. I was mentally weak, and I knew it. And I decided that I was not going to live like that. And I stepped into the fire. The closest thing I could get to at 12 years old was to play high school football, which I royally sucked at because I was incredibly small. But I knew I had to stick it out. If I wanted to change, I needed the fire of change. And that hurts. No matter what form it comes in, it's going to hurt. As a man, you need to become friends with pain.
How have you achieved this advantage? Big balls.
If you're not willing to do that, there's a word for that.
Mangina.
Or feminist dude. Basically a third string man. And we all know what happens to third stringers. They get the shit kicked out of them. They get kicked off the team or they get traded for something better.
Those are the guys that stole our uniforms!
I beat the shit out of us too!
And that's the way it works. All right, now, you know, I did all that. I did 33 years in the Army, 3 wars, almost killed in 2. I did all of the crazy bells and whistles stuff for in the Army except Delta Force, which I regret. I would have liked to have at least tried out for that. I never got a chance, but that's ancient history, and it is what it is. And from the age of 22 to 32, because I wanted to perfect my trade, which was war, I competed as a kickboxer. I tried my hand at boxing, and that was good if you counted mopping up the ring with your ass. I had to learn some valuable lessons in pride and arrogance, which the universe was more than generous in teaching me. And I've been walking the masculine path ever since. Ever since I was roughly 13 years old. I led men in combat. I've led men in all kinds of crazy situations. I have the ability to maintain my composure and calmness in front of the most vicious, evil chaos you can imagine. And I hope I have the ability to continue to do that moving forward. And there's a lot of men out there who are falling for the guilt, the blame, and the shame.
You have toxic masculinity, you're a misogynist.
And they kind of go, oh yeah, they look down. And don't do that, gentlemen. Don't fall into those traps, control goddamn nodules that these women use against you. And other men, lesser men, let's just be honest. And if you are, you know, a younger man out there in your late teens, early 20s, you don't like what's going on and you don't like, you know, how you're developing, you can always change it. You're still alive. It's not too late. It's never too late. You just have to be willing to step into the fire and there will be pain. It's just that simple. Look, if you're in college and you think it's bullshit, you're getting, reamed out with debt and all this other craziness, leave. Find a trade. Do that. In fact, most of the guys out there, you'd probably be better served in current year going out and getting a trade. I mean, yeah, you know, if you go in the military and you get out, a lot of times you put yourself on the list for a journeyman or a apprentice, and it's apprentice, not a journeyman, in the trades. The fact that you're a veteran will move you up on the list. They could pick you up. You might have to go to community college for a year, 2 years, learn basics of the trade, and then go, you know, get on the list to be an apprentice. A lot of them will pick you up and pay you. Some of them will pick you up, pay you, and you can go to school at night. And when you're done, you're not going to have, you know, $30,000, $50,000 in student debt. And you'll have a job that you can feed yourself and your family with if you choose to have one. All right. Now, this whole toxic masculinity thing. They have turned men into villains. And we're entering into a time where men are going to be needed. Because, let's be honest, soft men make hard times. And we're entering a time of troubles, of hard times. There's a lot of men out there who are like, fuck it, I'm not participating, and I don't blame you. I really don't.
I quit.
I don't. Like, I myself, I did all that time in military, wounded in combat twice, got divorced, was literally called a murderer and assassin in court, turned into a wage slave, and made homeless by the system. And that system is going to have a very hard time if they need to recruit men in mass. Because of that. And I don't blame you. I really don't. Now, for me, it's too late. I'm already in the system. If they call me back, I have no choice but to go. That's the way it works. You're a career warrior. They call you up. I'm old.
You're gonna have to check your ID, though. No, just kidding. You're old.
But I'm sure they could find something I could do for my physical ailments and my age. Probably teaching or instructing or something along those lines. I got it. But if they don't correct the system, if they don't take a lot of the craziness that is making men alienated from this very civilization, if they don't fix these problems, the civilization is going to be gone inside of 50 years. That's not a lot of time. I mean, a couple of weeks from now, I'm going to be 57. I've seen half a century come and go, and it went like that. It could be sooner. I know. You're like, Pop, that seems pretty dire. Yeah. Well, because it is. If you look back at history, when an empire falls, it is a bloody mess. And if men are not willing to step up to defend said empire civilization, it's done. It is what it is. And I know There's a lot of guys out there, hey, Pop, how could you say that? Listen, you don't come here for me to lie to you. I'm not a liar, not good at deception, just telling you the way it is. That the government that we have has made men the villain. Passed laws that make it easy for us to be charged with crimes we didn't do. Passed laws that make it easy for us to have our children stripped away with three simple words, I'm not happy. Violate your constitutional rights on the regular in divorce court and turn you into a wage slave. And even if the children are proven not yours by a provable DNA test, if it wasn't done inside of 2 years, you're still on the hook for paying for those children until they reach the age of 18 to 21, depending upon the state you're in. That's slavery. That is slavery. All right, gentlemen, I've gone on long enough. But stay toxic. Do not be manageable. Do not be agreeable. That's how it works. Anyway, you guys take it easy. I'm done here. Out.